Now let's get back to Long Road Sixth Form College for more kitchen science.
Well, welcome back to Kitchen Science. We are still at Long Road Sixth Form College with Hermione, Oz and Dave Ansell. And Dave's got a range of different lights. In fact, it's really bright in here. It's almost hurting my eyes. So, Dave, you want us to look at different light sources in a CD to see what happens?
Yeah, that's about right. So, Hermione, can you stand sort of maybe 6 feet away from the light bulb and then try and move that CD around? You'll have to get it at exactly the right angle so you can see a nice rainbow pattern with almost an image in it.
Can you see that, Hermione?
I can see it.
And so what does it actually look like?
Just really bright, vibrant colours in like a rainbow pattern.
So that was from a conventional light bulb. The next bulb we have, Dave, is...
an energy-saving light bulb.
So this is one of those fluorescent tube-type light bulbs that you get that should save us lots and lots of energy. Oz, could you grab the next CD and do the same sort of thing? So again, you need to try and see an image, a multicoloured image of that light bulb in the CD. And can you tell us what you can see?
The light is more like, compared to the other one, the actual light beams on the CD are much wider.
Okay, and is it the same sort of rainbow effect?
It's more like grouped together with thinner strands of the different light colours.
Instead of being a continuous different spectrum?
It's more like jagged and like broken up.
Yeah, actually what you're seeing is separate pictures of this light bulb in different places in different colours.
That's cool.
Okay, so we've seen those now. And Dave, you have one last light bulb for us to look at, but this one's a bit special, isn't it?
Yeah, around the other side we have my streetlight.
And this is actually a proper orange sodium streetlight, the type that you would find along the roads.
Yeah, we're having to be a bit further away because the streetlight is a lot bigger. Can you see a rainbow effect from that streetlight anywhere?
No, not really.
You can slightly, but the beam of the orange light is taking over, basically.
So mainly, all we're seeing from this, instead of a rainbow spectrum, we're seeing orange.
Yeah, that's right.
So Dave, why is this happening? Surely the CD just reflects back to us what we see.
Well, the reason why the CD is producing these rainbow patterns in the first place is that the CD is made up of lots of little tiny pits, and the bottom of the pits are slightly lower than the top of the pits. So you end up with two reflections from very close together.
So we're actually seeing two sets of reflections coming back to our eyes off the CD, some of them from the top and some of them from the bottom inside these pits.
Yeah, that's right. And now light is a wave. And if you imagine two waves which start off half a wavelength apart, and when they reach your eye, one's going to be going upwards and the other one's going to go downwards. So they're going to exactly cancel out. You're not going to actually be able to see anything.
So if they're what we call out of phase, if you're getting one wave going down while the other one's going up, even if they're otherwise identical, they'll cancel out and you won't see anything.
Yeah, that's right. Whereas if they started off a whole wavelength apart, then when one's going up, the other one's going to be going up as well. So they're going to add together and make a very powerful light.
So in that case, the waves double up and you get a much brighter light of that wavelength. But what's that got to do with the pits on the CD?
Well, different colours of light have got different wavelengths. So the same distance between the two pits, for some colours, could put them in phase and they add up and produce a lot of light. And for other colours, they could be out of phase, so they don't add up, so you can't see any light.
So there are some wavelengths of light where the distance between the top and the bottom of one of these pits on a CD will actually line up with, say, half a wavelength or a whole wavelength. And that would mean that they would either cancel out that wavelength or, in fact, double it up. So we see certain frequencies reflected more strongly on a CD than we would, say, if we were looking in a mirror.
Yeah, that's right. And if you look at different angles, then the difference in distance which the light has had to travel is different because it's coming in a diagonal, so it will affect different colours differently.
And this is why when we see the image of a light bulb, we see sort of what looks to be a blue image of the light bulb next to a green one, next to a red one, and so on, instead of seeing just one whole image.
Yeah, because at some angles the blue light gets reinforced, at some angles the green light gets reinforced, and others the red.
So what's going on with the street lamp? Why do we only see orange from that?
Well, the street lamp only produces one colour of orange light, so even if the CD splits it all up, you can only see one image, whereas the energy-saving light emits several different colours, but still only very narrow bands of colour, so you see various different images in different places. But the conventional light bulb gives out a big smooth spectrum, all the different colours of light in the rainbow. So you see a big blur with all lots of images of that light bulb overlapping in slightly different places.
So did you think you'd get a physics lesson from the back of a CD today?
No.
And what do you think? Are you at all surprised that these different light sources act differently just by looking at their reflection in the CD?
Yeah, I guess, because they're all giving off light, so you guess they're going to give off the same thing.
Well, it's very interesting that they don't. So that's all we have for Kitchen Science this week, and we'll be back with more very soon.
So the tiny distance between the top and bottom of the pits on a CD reinforces certain wavelengths of light and suppresses others, which is why you see that lovely rainbow effect. Look at a street light, on the other hand, which produces the light of a single orange wavelength, and the effect disappears.
And we will be back with more Kitchen Science next week. You can always check out the ones we've done before by going to thenakedscientists.com/kitchenscience.